Last week was GCSE Results Day, with Year 11 students and teachers feeling the nerves as they find out if their hard work throughout the year has finally paid off. One school who had plenty to shout about was Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate, who saw fantastic progress for both their GCSE and A-level students once again. We heard from Kevin Aldershaw, the head of college at QE, who is incredibly proud of their students and how they fared this year.
We're delighted with our results across A-level and GCSE. One of the key challenges that our students have faced and our staff are the new courses that have been brought in across both key stages over the last couple of years. The massive changes in grading and assessment structures have meant that students have had to adapt to these new courses and rise to that challenge. And we're really, really pleased to say that across both key stages, our figures remain really, really strong. And interestingly, in a quirk of fate this year, our A star A percentage and our sevens and above percentage in GCSE have both hit 80% exactly.
I'm Erica Papaglimis, I'm the head of faculty. We have had an incredible year with the students. They really have performed to such a great level. In Key Stage 5, which is our sixth formers, they've managed to increase the A star A percentage to 70%. That's gone up 5%, which is absolutely amazing. And in that same key stage, on a part of our BTEC courses, the students have managed to achieve 82% D star D, which is an increase of 17%. And we're incredibly proud of the efforts of the staff and the students. In Key Stage 4, we have managed to increase our A star A, or 7 and above, by 15%. And again, it's just amazing. I think it's down to the varied curriculum we offer. We can put together a really, really good course for all our students, balancing their sporting abilities and their fabulous interest in the arts, and making sure that they are carrying on their education in the areas that they're interested in has shown how much we can improve the grades across the faculty.
It's a superb achievement for all of our students across both key stages that they've achieved these fantastic grades. Congratulations to them all. Many of them obviously will be going off now to universities, studying courses of a varied, varied nature, and we wish them all the best with those exploits as well.
Two students who had already been through the pressure of Results Day are QE's departing head boy and head girl, Johnny and Mia, who, looking back, may have some advice for those who are in the same boat as they were.
I definitely felt a lot of pressure to pay my teachers back when on Results Day during GCSE 2 years ago now. And to be honest, if I'm looking back now, I'd say don't be that stressed. GCSEs are not the end of the world. Universities look at them, but if you did great, perfect. If it didn't go to plan, then don't worry. Just focus on your A-levels, do your research, and pick good A-levels that will allow you to pursue a future degree that you want.
A big part of QE that's so different is how multicultural the school is. And I think being able to mix with the different cultures has helped so much. I think as well, the range of options here at QE is incredible, both subject-wise and extracurricular. And as sort of Dr. Robinson mentioned earlier, although a lot of the sports students do tend to be faculty, there's just as much opportunity for college students to get involved as well. And vice versa, there's a lot of mixing between faculty and college students. And I've honestly had the best time here and I've learnt so much. And yeah, I'm so glad I came.
Another two students at Queen Ethelburga's who had Results Day experience are Tom and Alicia, who both have very different memories of how they felt when getting their results on GCSE Results Day.
On my Results Day, I decided to plan to go out with friends because I thought whichever way the results went, I'd be able to enjoy myself. And then if they went badly, I can just have fun. And if they went well, then I could celebrate. I wasn't too nervous because I planned to do A-levels, which the GCSEs that I'd taken for those A-levels, I did in Year 10. Because here at QE, if you go the college route, it's possible for you to take some GCSEs in Year 10 as one-year courses. So I took History, French and Maths in Year 10, and they're three of the A-levels, which I do now. So I already knew what the grades were for that heading into Year 11. So I wasn't too nervous. I just kind of opened my results, looked at them, and I was, quite happy.
Yeah, I was quite different to Alicia. I was very nervous. I didn't sleep much the night before. I went in early, collected them as soon as I could. I was surprised. I did better than I thought I was going to, and I was
pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, definitely pleasantly surprised. I was nervous because I was at a different school before Queen Ethelburga's, so I knew that I had to get good results to get in, so I was very nervous, but my hard work paid off and I managed to get here in the end. So my advice would be communication from the start with your teachers. A good working relationship with your teachers helps with any issues that you might encounter. I think that getting extra work helps as well, if you can, if you've got the time, to really help push you further in your education.
Just keep on top of your work throughout the year. I think it's important that if you get any kind of assignment or any kind of homework, you just kind of do it as soon as you can, because then things won't snowball and you won't find yourself with loads of work.
Just make the most of every opportunity. You know, you've got 2 years here, and really just have fun. Enjoy it.
Yeah, I think it's important to take part in many extracurricular activities, because I think, first of all, it enhances your university application when it comes to year 13, and also it keeps the stress so low during exam season.
Thanks again, and congratulations to both the students and the staff at QE for another set of fantastic results, both for GCSE and for A-level. If you want to find out more about the sixth form at Queen Ethelburga's or read more about this year's exam results at the school, find them online at www.qe.org.